Four-star linebackers back in Auburn this weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Tuesday. We're going to keep talking about this monstrous Big Cat weekend on deck here coming up this weekend. And another surprise sort of guest added to the list. We're going to break that down, talk about this 2026 list that keeps going crazy, and then what to expect as far as commitments go. What's a success? What will be a successful weekend? We're going to talk about that shortly. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, you want to talk about success. You want to have success in your retirement planning. You need to check Ford Stokes out. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and get your free portfolio analysis. Look, you can he can maximize your security benefit. He can check your current system, your current plan, and make sure that it's going to carry you to retirement. He can put together a plan that will carry you all the way to your 95th birthday, and he'll do that absolutely free. You gotta reach out to him, if nothing else, just to check and make sure. Just to check and make sure that what you got is going to get you there. So check him out, Ford Stokes, retirementresults.com/plan. Tell him More Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Guys, sort of a surprise announcement yesterday. Tyler Lockhart, former Auburn commitment, four-star linebacker from Mississippi, says, hey, I'm coming. I'm coming to Big Cat Weekend. I know I decommitted, but I want to be a part of it. I want to come this weekend. I think that's big news. That's really, really big news because, quite frankly, Auburn doesn't have a true linebacker in this class yet. And honestly, other than, you know, Elijah Menendez, there's really not a lot of names out there that Auburn's going for like a true linebacker position. And Elijah Menendez may have made earlier said he locked his recruitment down with Miami. He said he was going to come to Big Cat weekend, but there hasn't been a lot of talk since then. So we'll have to see if he actually ends up showing up. But Tyler Lockhart has pledged that he's coming. Currently listed as dudes that could possibly play linebacker, you got Ja'Caleb Fault, but he's massive. He's a massive human. He's already 6'3", 6'4", 220, 230. And, you know, he may end up playing, you know, possibly moving down playing edge. I'm sure he'll probably start off at linebacker, but that's a guy that's just continuing to grow with his age that he may not even be a true linebacker. You got Bryce Diaz, who is Blake Woodby's high school teammate, who actually camped as a defensive back. So he's sort of like an in-betweener. He's, you know, 6'1", 200. Could he play could he play a box safety? Could he play a little bit of nickel? Could he play some linebacker? That's another guy he's just an athlete that you're not 100% sure where he's going to play. He could play multiple positions. And then you also have Eric Winters, who is not by all accounts. I've seen it with my own eyes. He's a big old kid. Okay. I saw him standing with DeMarcus Riddick, who is a linebacker, and it's hard to tell which one's bigger as far as from just a body mass standpoint. Kid's big already. He's listed as safety, but could he play linebacker? So there's not really a true 100% linebacker in this class. Tyler Lockhart is a linebacker. Okay. He's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 200 plus. I'm going to play right in the middle, and I'm going to knock your face off. I mean, that is Tyler Lockhart to a T from Mississippi in your recruiting territory where you want to have success. Look, his decommitment was almost as a surprise. Let me rephrase that. His commitment was almost as a surprise as his decommitment. Okay. He kind of committed out of the blue. I think we were excited about it, but it's not like it's something that was really expected. And he is a player that Auburn really wants, and they were really high on. He just sort of, you know, popped out of the blue. And then his decommitment sort of happened the exact same way. Mississippi State has treated Tyler Lockhart like Auburn treated Alvin Henderson, okay? Communication every single day, priority recruit, just like we did Alvin. We didn't let the commitment put the damper on the situation and pull off. We kept on with Alvin Henderson. Mississippi State did the same thing with Tyler Lockhart. He is their big-time primary guy for this class. So a lot of people thought when a decommitment came, a commitment to Mississippi State would follow shortly thereafter. Well, it hasn't. It hasn't done that, and he's still sort of open. He's still sort of looking around, and I think that's big for Auburn because Auburn surely is about to put the press on Tyler Lockhart when you get him back here. Get him back here for Big Cat Weekend. So that's something. That's one to watch. I got to be honest. That one was not one I was expecting, and I don't think a lot of people were because again, you felt like it was going to be almost an immediate, if not immediate flip. A couple of days later, he would commit to Mississippi State, but that one's still up in the air. So I don't expect a commitment from him, a recommitment from him this weekend. But I think Auburn's going to put the press on him and hopefully get it to where you could maybe have another a recommitment in the next couple of weeks, or at least snatch the lead back so that you can have a couple of visits during the football season and maybe lock him down a little bit later. So big news. Auburn needs that real true linebacker. They need a true linebacker in this class, and I don't really see from one of the top prospects. I don't really see the pathway outside of Tyler Lockhart or Elijah Menendez. Now, dudes pop up on the out of nowhere all the time, so there could be someone, but that guy seems to be sort of top of the list as far as a true linebacker in the 2025 class goes. Switching gears a little bit, I keep talking about this 2026 class, and I know people probably get tired of talking about kids that are so far out, so many things can happen between now and signing day of, 2026. But still, this is what you do when you recruit the correct way. You're recruiting multiple years out. And yesterday, with the confirmation of a visit by Jaquez Wilkes from Wadley, Alabama, a big-time in-state linebacker, Auburn now has a pledge to visit officially of the top eight players in the state on On3's industry average for 2026. Let me go back and say that again in case you missed it. The number 1 through 8 top-ranked players in the state of Alabama will be in Auburn, Alabama, on Saturday, okay? And Auburn is, other than maybe one where it's still going to be a battle, Auburn is either the perceived favorite or in the driver's seat for all eight. And you want to talk about, if you want to make a statement, if you want to really stick it to the SEC and you want to stick it to Alabama, that's what you do. You build a wall and you get your state, you win your in-state battles. And these are not, it's not just like your scrubs. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not just like Alabama. It doesn't have a lot of talent. The 2026 class is loaded. Okay. The 2026 class is probably going to have multiple 5-stars in it. And it's loaded. It's loaded with high-end players, especially on the defensive side. Actually, they're almost all defensive except for Sadarian Morgan, who coincidentally is going to be the one that's going to be the biggest battle between Auburn and Alabama. So defensive recruiting in general, if you look at the – I think the class this year is sort of heavy on the defensive side currently. And some of the commitments that are on – that could possibly be on the horizon, a lot of those guys are defensive guys. So you got to pick up the offensive side in general, but the defensive – recruiting over the last couple of years especially since Hugh Freeze has gotten here, has really picked up. The hiring of DJ Durkin is really, really paying off as far as kids being hyped to come play for him. Transfers want to come play for him. Transfers want to come play for him that already played for him and then want to coach with him. So, but this 2026 class, man, I think you could possibly get some commitments this weekend. And you're talking about kickstarting that class, and this weekend would be a great kickstart. This week would be a great kickstart. Having the top eight from the state of Alabama, and that's not it. I mean, you're going to have one of the top players in the state of Georgia that's going to be here, Zealous Hicks, five-star safety, another defensive guy. You're going to have a lot of big-time 2026 kids here to pair up with your 2025 kids. We'll have more to talk about as far as who's coming. But, Tyler Lockhart is kind of the big storyline right now. And then with the addition of Jacquez Wilkes yesterday, him pledging that he's going to be here, you've sort of locked in a pledge from the top eight in the state of Alabama. And I think that's definitely something to take note of. It's definitely something that should turn some heads. So what is a successful Big Cat weekend? It seems like there's always been a headliner commit or something along those lines every single year. And I don't think this year will be any different. But what is a success? What is a success? If you look at the commitment list from last year, the vast majority of those guys visited. Those guys visited for Big Cat Weekend. Okay. So number one, getting your guys here, getting people here for Big Cat Weekend, the caliber of player you get here just almost breeds success. It breeds success because, again, the vast majority of the commitments from last year came to Big Cat Weekend. So when you get guys here, it really for that weekend, for that particular event, it really increases your odds of being able to land those kids. So number one, getting the big-time players to attend. And with the short window, it's the only weekend. It's really the only weekend that's available for kids to come visit. It's weird. It opens up on the 25th, which is like a Thursday, and then it closes on like a Wednesday. It closes on the 31st. So you only get one weekend. So you're competing with a lot of different schools. Like there's Big Cat Weekend isn't like it was an idea that only Auburn had. A lot of people have their big cookout weekend, their big cookout event on that weekend. So you're competing not only to just get guys here, you're competing against everybody trying to have their version of a Big Cat Weekend. You've done it so well and marketed it so well that your in-state rival had to move their event to Sunday, I believe. So their cookout event is going to actually be Sunday. So that in and of itself is tough. Like to be able to make you're going after these top rated guys. They got so many options and they only have one weekend to do it. Just getting them to come visit obviously breeds it success because those guys, there's a high chance those guys end up in the class. So just getting guys here is big. Okay. Then let's just be honest. You got to have some commitments. You got to have some commitments to call it a success. You need to have multiple. You need to have multiple. If you only have, one in one of the classes, I think you'd probably be feeling maybe like you left a little meat on the bone. Now, if you have somebody commit like on Monday that was there, or they're sort of waiting for their graphic to be made, or they're waiting for their video to be made, whatever it is, I get that. But I think on Big Cat Weekend, from like that Friday evening or Friday afternoon when kids start maybe showing up and then the rest of the kids show up Saturday morning. And then I think some end up, a lot of people try to stay till Sunday. From that Friday till Sunday, you need to have multiple commitments. I think that would breed a lot of that would deem it a success. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all from the same class. It could be multiple classes. You know, if you have a couple 2026 commits or you have one of each, I think that would be a success, especially with the caliber guys you're bringing in. If some of those top guys pop, then, you're fired up. I think that makes it a success. And I think Auburn is on, I think Auburn, I think they're there's a good chance that that happens. There's a good chance that happens. If I had to put a betting line on it, I think for the 2020, if it was just from literally Friday to Sunday, now Anquan Fagans, I think he either has put out his date. I think he put out his date for August 29th, which is Monday. So I'd love to count him, but I'm not going to count him. Okay. Cause he would, I think he commits on Monday. Jared Smith, his date is out there. I think it's August 3rd. Okay. So can't count him either, even though he's going to be here. But if you're just talking about just that little weekend window, I think 2026, I'd put the line at 1.5. I think if there's a possibility you can have two commits, you're for sure going to have at least one, but maybe you could have two commits. So I'd put that line at 1.5. So let me know in the comments after the show if you think that goes over or under. For 2026, honestly, I think I'd put the line at two. I really do. I think there's a really good chance for two commits, almost a lock for two, but I'm not 1,000% sure if there's a third one that could sneak in there. So I don't want to put it at 1.5 because I really do feel like there's probably going to be two commits from the 2026 class. But if there's one more that plays out correctly, you could have three. So I think I'd set 2026 at two. I think I'd set 2025 at 1.5. And I think if the over hits on, or if you push on the 2026 class, you're excited. And if you go over in the 2025 class, you're elated. And we'll talk about who maybe some of those guys could be later on in the week. But when you talk about possible commitments, when you talk about a success of Big Cat Weekend, getting guys here and getting guys committed, if you're going to promote it as the Big Dog Weekend, you know, you're going to have all the big cats in town. If that's what you're going to promote it for, you better land some, you know, you better have it figured out to where they're ready to pull the trigger, or else it's going to kind of look like a dud. It just plain and simple. So, I expect some commitments. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of out there. As far as the predictions go, I sort of need some to come because I said, hey, Auburn's going to be close to a top five class in 2025, and they're going to be close to a top one class, top two class, if not the number one class in 2026 after July ends. So need to see some action for Auburn to get there, to get close to those numbers. And I think it's there. There's a pathway there. We may have to extend it a little bit to August 3rd, but – but if there is a pathway for that to happen. So, guys, I really appreciate it. I hope you're as excited about Big Cat Weekend as I am. I hope to possibly be there in person, you know, mixing it up, meeting some folks. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hit that alert bell. You never know with the commitments coming. We could have some live updates when those happen. And you need to be alerted when it happens. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to get after it every single day and have some fun. You know, have some fun, boog out, and talk about Auburn, talk about recruiting, talk about football. And then when, you know, basketball season rolls around, we'll be talking about basketball too. They have some pretty awesome schedule releases over the past few weeks. And once Big Cat Weekend's over and things sort of die down before fall camp, I'm sure we'll dive into that as well. But I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.